the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. And in the Gospel readings of these weeks, we have been following a series of powerful encounters with Jesus as he journeyed toward Jerusalem. On the first Sunday, we saw Jesus face temptation in the desert. On the second Sunday, he met Nicodemus, remember, who came searching in the night and learned that we must be born again. Then we met the Samaritan woman at the well, who discovered the gift of living water. And last week we heard about the man born blind, whose physical sight was restored, and who also received the deeper gift of spiritual sight, the eyes of faith. Now, these stories are not just about other people. They're about our own journey of faith. Our lives also have temptations. We also need renewal and rebirth. We thirst for meaning and hope. May we pray for the grace to see with the eyes of faith. Today we come to one of the most moving encounters in the Gospel, the raising of Jesus of Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha of Bethany. It is a story about life and death, faith and hope. But today I would like to focus on something very human in this story, the experience of grief. There is a very short line that captures the heart of the story, and that was that short sentence, Jesus wept. This is the shortest verse in the Bible, but it may be one of the most powerful. Standing at the tomb of his friend, Jesus cried. All of us understand that moment. Many of us have stood beside a hospital bed. Many of us have gathered with family in those quiet and painful moments before someone we love dies. I have been privileged as a priest to stand with families during those sacred moments. The pain is deep. Sometimes there are no words, only tears. So even Jesus experienced that. That is why this tells us something important. Grief is not a lack of faith. To cry is not weakness. To mourn is not a failure. For Jesus himself said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Here Jesus shows us that love and grief belong together. In the Gospel, people who saw Jesus crying said, "See how he loved him." Isn't that true in our lives? When someone dies, people see how deeply they are loved. See how she loved her mother. See how he loved his wife. See how they loved their friend. The deeper the love, the deeper the grief. I remember one sacred moment when an entire family gathered around their mother's bed, where they called me to be with them as the life support was removed. It took some time. And during that time, they shared stories. They thanked her. They told her how much they loved her. And I could see the love in their eyes and heard it in their voices. And I remember thinking, this gospel line, see how they loved her. But the gospel also shows us something else. Mary was not alone. Friends and neighbors came to mourn with her. This reminds us that there is something deeply healing when people surround us in our grief, when people pray with us, sit with us, cry with us. Then we realize we are not alone. That is what the church is meant to be. The church is a community of compassion, a place where we carry one another's burden, a place where we rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. There is a little story about a little girl who came home late from playing. Her mother asked where she had been. And the girl said that one of his friends had broken her doll, and she stayed to help her fix it. And her mother asked, how could it take 2 hours to fix a doll? And the little girl said, you know, Mom, I couldn't really fix the doll, but I sat with her and helped her cry. Sometimes that is the most loving thing we can do. There are some broken things in life that we cannot fix, some losses we cannot undo. Sometimes all we can do is sit with someone and share their tears. Sometimes the greatest gift we can give someone is simply our presence. But the gospel does not end with tears. Grief is not the end of the story. For standing before the tomb, Jesus says something extraordinary to Martha of Bethany. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. So the raising of Lazarus is not only about Lazarus. This story is really about Jesus. It reveals who Jesus truly is. He is the one who transforms the meaning of life and death. He is the one who brings life where there was only darkness and despair. And then Jesus asked Martha a question that echoes through every generation. Do you believe this? And that question is not just for Martha. It is for each one of us. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God? Do you believe that death is not the end? Do you believe that those who live and believe in him will live forever? How we answer that question shapes our entire journey, our Lenten journey, and our life's journey. You know, Martha answered with great faith, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. So that is my prayer for all of us today, that even in the face of grief, even in the presence of death, we may have the faith to say with Martha, yes, Lord, I believe. Amen.